Bruchim Abayim B'Shem Hashem. What a great schus it is that throughout the entire world, on virtually every continent, we are all united learning the Torah of the Heilige Zera Shimshin. Our shir is for a schus and a refuah shalema for Rabbi Yosef Menachem Monish ben Genendel and for Sarah Baspina. May they each have a refuah shalema b'mheira and darichas yomim v'shanim tovos. Our shir is on the words, V'zacharti es brisi Yaakov, and I will remember the bris that I made together with Yaakov Avinu. We learn that Yaakov Avinu's name is spelled with an additional vav. Rashi writes that there are five places where Yaakov Avinu's name is spelled exactly like this, and five places where Eliyahu HaNavi's name is missing a vav. Rashi explains that these particular vavs that appear in the name of Yaakov Avinu are those that are the ones that are missing from the name of Eliyahu HaNavi. Yaakov Avinu took these vavs, so to speak, as a mashkin to ensure that in the future Eliyahu HaNavi will come and let all of Bnei Yisrael know that the redemption is coming, that the Geula will be here. The Zera Shimshin asked the question, why was it so important to Yaakov Avinu that Bnei Yisrael has advance notice before Mashiach comes? He explains that we learn in the Yalkut Shmoni that the Geula Shalema will not happen if Bnei Yisrael does not repent, doesn't do tshuva. And the only time they're going to do that tshuva is when Eliyahu HaNavi will come to the world. That's why Yaakov Avinu was so particular that Eliyahu HaNavi should come to Bnei Yisrael to let them know that the Geula is coming, because then they will be inspired to do tshuva. The Zera Shimshin also tells us that Yaakov Avinu specifically was interested in taking the letter Vav, because we learn in the Gemara in Erevin, Daf Mem Gimel, that Mashiach Tzidkenu cannot come on Erev Shabbos and also not on Shabbos. If you take away those 2 days from the week, you only have 5 days left. That's the reason why he took one Vav for each day that Mashiach could come. There was a villager who was making a simcha, a bris milah. The minig in those days was that the Baal Simcha would send carriages to the big city in order to bring his relatives and friends to join in, to be mishtatif in the simcha. If the person was wealthy, he would send beautiful carriages led by a string of horses. If he wasn't that rich, he was more humble, then he would have to send just some wagons in order to bring as many friends or relatives as he could afford. If he was a poor man, he would send just one donkey to bring the moil. So too in the future, when Hashem will redeem Klal Yisrael, if we are full of mitzvos and maasim toivim, Hashem will send then the great carriages to pick us all up, to gather us from the kanfei sa'aretz. However, if chas v'shalom, we are not that filled with mitzvos and maasim toivim, then at least there will be one donkey that will come carrying Mashiach Tzidkenu. I would like to take this opportunity to wish everybody a great Lag BaOmer. It should be a day of Yeshuas, a day of Refuas, a day of Parnasa Metzuya Berevach, of Shalom Bayis, of all the children going in the Derech HaEmes, and Beis Hashem Yisbarach. May we soon hear the Pame Mashiach Tzidkenu, Bimheirav Yameinu, Amen.